This is the Wedding Experience Podcast with me, Shay Dooley.
Welcome to the Wedding Experience Podcast. This is Shay Dooley. Today, I'm going to talk about how to really achieve that sophisticated and elegant image or theme, I would say, when it comes to your wedding. Now, you guys, I'm going to automatically say this. If sophistication, if that really classy look is not something that you really care about, go ahead and skip and go to a different episode. But today, I'm gonna speak to the hearts and minds of those individual couples that are really looking for that over-the-top sophistication, elegance, and this is going to be the non-negotiables, the three things that I would really say are going to completely transform what that's gonna look like. So with that being said, let's get started. The first one, you guys, I have to say is gonna be around your flowers and your flower arrangements, floral arrangements, and how you arrange those with the bouquets as well as the centerpieces. Now, the trick on doing this is if you don't have a humongous budget, then you're gonna have to be very smart about where you're gonna place flowers to make an impact. Having flowers is a non-negotiable when it comes to a very elegant and sophisticated wedding. You just can't get away with it. And unfortunately, fake flowers usually don't cut it. Again, guys, you know, I talk about budget weddings sometimes, but this episode is specifically for that really, really high-end look. So you're gonna have to get real flowers. I would highly recommend that you find a florist, okay? Yes, you could go to a shop and you could do it yourself and you could arrange it. I mean, again, what you're going to be saving in money, you're gonna see it and it's gonna come through. You really wanna have a professional do the floral arrangements. Now, it does get expensive, so you do need to set aside a budget, and it's probably double, if not triple, what you actually think it is. I know that you're probably obsessed and love when you went onto Pinterest and you saw these, you know, over the top, just gorgeous, you know, weddings on Pinterest with the different vases with flowers and floral arrangements and the arbors look great. That cost a fortune, you guys. And so you need to really make sure that you are setting aside money to get that look. All right, enough on that. Let's move over to seating. Now, this one, again, is so important. I've hosted a lot of events. I obviously own a wedding venue and I travel all over the country. So I know how important seating is. Now, the key on seating, when you go to other venues, do not leave that venue without seeing what your ceremony and reception chairs and seating looks like. So again, I'm gonna repeat that. Do not just go to a wedding venue and start looking around and take for granted what the chairs look like. Also, don't trust what you see online. I can specifically tell you that I have seen a wedding venue that is posting pictures of what a wedding would look like, and it's on their homepage, it's on their Facebook, but they're using chairs that were rented by the client, and that is incredibly misleading. I would always encourage couples to look and ask what seating looks like, what's in inventory, how many people for the ceremony, how many people for the reception, and do they have enough chairs to accommodate everyone for both, or are they going to make your guest, you know, move the chairs, believe it or not? So the thing about seating is you can get from all the way down to like really low end, like plastic folding chairs. And there is no amount of decorations or flowers that can make those look good. It is going to significantly make your wedding look cheap, period. Okay, and it's gonna be in every one of your pictures. So the cheap folding chairs, you just can't get away with it. Now, you can move up to high-end resin. These are like the nicer folding chairs. They do make some really beautiful folding chairs. You just don't want to get that cheap plasticky look that you would maybe see at like some kid's birthday party or something like that, if that makes sense. So again, look for those higher end white resin. They even make some really great wooden folding chairs, but that's kind of like your mid range. Now, then you move up to things like Chiavari chairs, which literally as of today, I just purchased all brand new Chiavari chairs. You can mix those with some of the folding. There's all kinds of different ways, but Chiavari banquet chairs, there's a lot of different styles on Chiavari, or ladder back as they call it. That's where you're getting into the upper class, like the really nice elegant look. And really the only thing above that would be if you're finding custom seating, and custom chairs are really going to be only at like your absolute highest end resorts. And that's going to be, you know, I don't even know. There's not a ton of different banquet halls or venues that have those even in the Midwest, but you might get those on like the coast. So looking for that custom. But honestly, guys, Chiavari chairs are the way to go. That is how you get that ultimate premium look. Go ahead and just type it in on Pinterest or Google. That way you get an image of what I'm talking about. It's Chiavari, and that is going to make a substantial difference. The one final thing that I'm going to say about seating is if you're like, oh, well, I'm just going to rent it. it is very expensive to rent chairs, like crazy expensive. And it's not just the rental. You also have to find someone that will deliver it. And you better not break them because you're going to pay for that as well. So if you want to deal with renting and you want to go to a venue that doesn't have good seating, and then you're going to tack on at least $1,000, that's just a mess. My recommendation, find a venue that has great seating already, or at least gives the option to upgrade if they don't. All right, so my final one, this one I am so passionate about. I spent the last couple weeks installing this for our own venue, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be uplighting, or lighting in general, okay? So uplighting is that, the, you know, you can get all kinds of different colors of uplighting. My favorite's like an amber glow. You can get, you know, the blue hues. You can get purple, magenta. Those are going to be your common ones for a wedding. But talk about a difference that that makes. So lighting ranges all over the place. We have a combination personally around chandeliers. We have cafe lights. We have uplighting. So we have all kinds of different lights that we use. We wrap our trees in lights. Personally, I think nothing transforms the space more than lighting does. And so if you really want to wow your guest, don't go and skip out on the lighting. Another example of why lighting is important is at night when your guests are about to start dancing. If it's too bright, it gets really awkward. That is why that uplighting, it provides you that that experience where you can see, and it's a complementary light for skin tones. And so again, I'm super adamant about it. It's why I installed it all around the venue, you know, up and down in the actual barn, out on the deck. We even have a mural on the outside. Everything has that uplighting, and it really helps to completely transform the space. Now, uplighting isn't cheap. Nothing that I'm recommending in this podcast episode is. So if you can find a venue that includes some of those services and has that ability, that's where you're going to save a ton of money, because you're going to end up, if your venue doesn't allow you to upgrade it, you're probably going to have to hire, you know, an AV team, which could get really expensive. A lot of DJs can spend thousands of dollars on some of the custom lighting packages. So that's really where you're going to look at. So anyway, all three of them, again, floral, seating, and lighting, those are the three keys to really maximizing the overall aesthetic and really taking it to the next level. You obviously cannot skimp on the venue. That's just your foundation. If you get the wrong venue, then none of that other stuff is going to make it work. So start with that. I always say, again, start with your venue. That basically sets the tone for everything else that you do, can do, and the venue allows. With that being said, that is how to add to that sophisticated and elegant look. I add that you guys join me next week. I've got a pretty cool episode, and I'll talk to you then. Thanks, guys.